National Cotton Council Chairman Woods Eastland says USDA should not change subsidy rules in the middle of the marketing season.
It's a program that has market consequences. We're in the middle of this marketing year. When I say this marketing, I mean the 05 crop. We don't really realize it in Mississippi and Louisiana, but the 05 crop cotton will be harvested in the Rio Grande Valley starting in, say, 3 to 4 weeks. And a lot of cotton has been contracted by producers to shippers, has been contracted by shippers to textile mills domestically and overseas. And, of course, when these business transactions took place, step two was in place, and I think the only reasonable assumption is that the contemplation of the parties was that step two was going to be there.
Tuesday, USDA announced it had asked Congress to eliminate the Step 2 program altogether. American Farm Bureau Federation policy specialist Chris Garza says USDA and others interested in the outcome are now waiting to see how Congress will react.
Right now we're in the midst of recess, so most members of Congress are back in their districts. So we really haven't heard much as to whether they think that these options are doable or not.
If the U.S. does not eliminate the Step 2 cotton program, Brazil stands ready to seek retaliatory action at the World Trade Organization. Tuesday, Brazil agreed to temporarily suspend retaliatory action pending further developments in the U.S. In a press release, Brazil said it considered changes to the U.S. Export Credit Guarantee Program and proposed legislation to eliminate Step 2 payments as positive steps. But USDA Deputy Undersecretary for Farm and Foreign Ag Services Floyd Gabler says it would be a mistake to underestimate Brazil's resolve. And he adds if Congress does not eliminate the Step 2 program, there will be consequences.
Well, I think if they reject that, then I think the Brazilians probably would accelerate their efforts to seek retaliation. They would propose a dollar amount of retaliation and ask the panel to make a decision. The U.S. would have to come in and file a counterclaim against it, and there would be some sort of an arbitration panel set up to determine what those findings are and what the dollar amount of the retaliation.
Eastland says he doesn't believe elimination of the Step 2 program would bankrupt the U.S. cotton industry. Still, he called on Congress to find other alternatives to Step 2 program elimination. And Eastland adds whatever is finally decided, it better be WTO compliant.
Step 2, the WTO rule, the U.S. position, we disagreed with that. The USDA, USTR, and obviously the National Cotton Council all disagreed with the ruling, and that we felt that Step 2 was compliant with the WTO. But whatever, if it's replaced with something, it's got to be WTO compliant. That's the main criteria.
Senate Ag Committee Chairman Saxby Chambliss on Wednesday issued a statement that said, in part, he's looking forward to reviewing the administration's proposal and working with the cotton industry and the administration to identify the appropriate legislative solution for compliance with the WTO ruling. This is Dave Dickey, AM 580 Agriculture.